Welcome to Daily AI News. I'm Alex.
I'm Emma.
Here are today's top stories in AI.
Fast, clear, and updated daily. Meta is putting creator tools back in the spotlight, but with an AI twist. Facebook's old Creator Studio is being revived as a standalone AI companion app. The pitch is simple. Help creators understand what to post, how to grow, and how to engage faster, with Meta's AI assistant baked right in. This matters because major platforms are no longer just hosting content. They're increasingly trying to become AI-powered coaches for the people making it.
Meanwhile, on the talent front, Google keeps losing prominent AI researchers to rivals, including Anthropic. Research talent has become one of the most strategic assets in the entire industry. It's not only about prestige. These people influence model quality, product velocity, safety direction, and even which ideas become mainstream. When top researchers move, they can shift the balance of power faster than a flashy product launch.
Let's stay on the hardware side for a moment. Europe is pushing back against Washington's tougher chip restrictions, especially around older semiconductor tools. The reason this matters for AI is obvious. Advanced AI depends on compute, and compute depends on a globally entangled chip supply chain. If the US tightens controls while Europe resists, that tension could reshape who gets access to infrastructure and how quickly AI systems can scale worldwide.
There's also a strong market signal coming from AI infrastructure companies. Cerebras shares dropped sharply after earnings because investors worried about margins, while another major US memory and chip player is benefiting from the AI hardware crunch with enormous revenue and profit growth. Put those together and you get a useful picture. Demand for AI compute is still intense, but investors are becoming less patient about how efficiently that demand turns into durable business performance.
And here's the labor market reality check. AI was supposed to wipe out engineering jobs overnight, but new data suggests engineering roles are actually among the most resilient. That doesn't mean work is unchanged. It means companies still need people who can build systems, integrate models, and turn AI from demo into product. So the headline is not humans out, AI in. It's more like humans plus AI, with the bar rising for what technical teams need to deliver.
So the big takeaway today is that AI is not moving on just one track. Consumer platforms are racing to add AI assistants. Chip politics are becoming more geopolitical. Talent wars are intensifying, and the job story is getting more nuanced. If you're building an AI, watch distribution, infrastructure, and people at the same time. That's where the next wave of advantage is likely to come from. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.